Good morning. It is Friday, March the 24th, which means less than a week away from the start of the 2023 baseball season. The regular season, anyway. It is Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. A delight to have you with us on this Friday, wherever you may be listening. We are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Boy, it's just like we planned it in rehearsal, Tom.
Oh, my God. DeltaDentalCoversMe.com for individual and family plans, or healthcare.gov. And as you both now know, Delta Vision. That's our fastest product. Did you know that?
Delta Vision. There you go. Delta Vision, folks. Don't forget that.
Fastest growing product.
Very important. And Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, is on the line. Doting grandfather slash father. And Kitty Ray is here as well, our resident flick chick.
Yay, you got it right.
Oh, my God. And I cannot believe it, Kitty, that he actually pronounced that. He's been working on that for 10 years.
I think he's been practicing.
We have Kitty here in this studio. We have Kat in the other studio. We have a regular what do they call them, felines, cats?
Oh, we do. I was thinking this is a full bunch, Friday fun bunch. We're all here.
Well, Tom isn't here in studio because, you know, he has things to do from time to time as president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental.
You know, for me to do all these things, you know, these freebie things, I actually have to do my real thing. I have to do my real job, too.
Bring home some money.
You got to work sometime, right? You got to work sometime.
Well, and since I have limited time, if I could get right into that. So we are working night and day to set up the Medicaid network. And we'll be up and running on April 1st, Saturday, April 1st. But here's the deal. If you're in the Concord area on Saturday, April 1st, you can actually, at 9 o'clock, come down to 2 Delta, which is right across the street from Discovery Center, and we'll have a mobile dental clinic. So if you're a Medicaid member and you don't yet have a dentist, we will actually have a mobile dental clinic. So I'm being as creative as we can to make sure that the program begins. So that literally happens on April 1st. And Ken, you know how you like when I connect the dots for you, right?
Yes, I do. You connect them as well as anyone I've ever known.
So on April 1st is also the SDA 5K, that walk run, which I hope you and Kitty walk
we will.
It. Perfect. So but here's the deal. Once I finish running it, which won't be that much sooner than you when you finish the walking, I have to run over literally with my car though to Delta Dental to kind of see how things are going with the clinic. So that's what's happening on April 1st. No fooling. And then April 2nd, we're going to do a fundraiser also out of 2 Delta, but a fundraiser for Dana-Farber, one of the famous runners, in New Hampshire, a woman by the name of Beth Conley, who's run probably 50 marathons, is doing a fundraiser because to get into Boston, you also have to do a certain amount of, fundraising.
Right.
And this weekend, tomorrow, there is a half marathon out of, Elm Street. Millennium is putting that on, and then on Sunday there's the 2 mile race. Maybe you guys can come downtown with me because it's just 2 miles, and then there's like the parade that's back.
The St. Patty's Day parade in downtown Manchester. Yes.
Oh yeah, that would be fun.
You got it. And then I'm going to be hanging out at Dancing Lion Chocolate, which is a great story because the proprietor, the owner, Richard, used to be one of my IT guys at Delta Dental, and But his passion was chocolate. So I worked out a deal with him. I said, let's transition. So this was, let's say, 10, 15 years ago. He continued to work for Delta, but then went from like 5 days to 4 days to 3 days to 2 days while he was setting up Dancing Lion Chocolate. And he's now a very successful chocolatier, really nationally acclaimed. And he also uses the Baldrige quality framework, which we use as a multi-million dollar company, and he uses it as a small employer, which the relevance of that is when you hear me talking about the Baldrige performance excellence, it can work for, you know, smaller employers, you know, like Dancing Lion Chocolate. So that's what I'm doing this weekend, a couple of races, a couple of chocolates, and continuing to work on the
So what time is the 2 miler in Manchester?
The 2 miler starts at 11.
Yeah.
And that's intentional because most people, of course, will be done by noon, and then that's when the parade begins.
There you go.
So that's where, and if you guys are down there, I'll see you then. I definitely want to see you on Saturday, April 1st. And, yeah. Kitty, that's the same course that for your state trooper race.
Right.
You know, that,
yeah.
that we did. It's exactly the same course.
And April 1st is the start of when I'm going to start walking 100 miles.
Perfect. Well, then,
American Cancer Society.
I'll do my part. I'll get you 3.1.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate that. Yeah. We appreciate that.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
That is.
In this case, I'm just Delta Dental helping my best friends. And you guys are really good friends. You know, with losing Tom Walton, we had an event that Millennium put on, a party, a recognition party for people that did the series. And I was one of only four people who had perfect attendance, mm-hmm. made all like 40 races. But John Motormore gave me the opportunity to say some words about, Tom Walton, who you briefly met, but made such an impact on the community in New Hampshire. And then my other CEO friend, Brian Collins, who was the CEO of Community Partners, died earlier in the year, actually last Labor Day. He ran Boston April of 2022, diagnosed with brain cancer in May, and then passed away in Labor Day. So I was able to kind of talk about both gentlemen because they were, you know, two of my best friends. So Kitty,
yes.
I know you've gone through this. I mean,
right.
The books, you can read. There's different ways, you know, you cope with this stuff. But I know this, that both Tom and Brian would want us to continue to keep ourselves well. So I'm glad you're going to get to the on the walking, campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are great. You guys are great friends. I really do have to run, and I will say this, that there's a couple of birthdays out there. I didn't cheat at all, but I want you guys to, I want Ken, you to make Kitty guess on Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't
celebrating today.
And who's...
All right. And I think Jack Edwards, the hockey announcer, who Ooh. Is going to be an obnoxious. And I'll give you a little hint, Kitty.
Okay.
He's roughly my age.
Uh-oh. Okay, you know I'm not going to go
over. And I have no idea how old I am. So,
any of that. Tom.
So, since I'm leaving now, can please make Kitty do a couple movie reviews?
Oh, of course. Yes. I know she has at least one. I know she has at least one.
I do have one. I do.
Super.
Yes.
And then... for my Medicaid friends, we'll be ready for you April 1st with the van at Delta Dental. And for my veteran friends, you may be eligible for Medicaid, but if you're not and you're on the separate program, just give me a call at 223-1300, and we kind of connect you with a veteran group of dentists who we pay on a discounted basis, but we conserve the budget of a dentist doing it on a discounted basis, and we take care of you. So veterans, 223-1300. Medicaid members, colleagues, Saturday, April 1st, right at 2 Delta. And I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, you will.
Very good. Outstanding.
Thank you guys. The best.
All right, Tom. Thanks in studio next week. Yes.
Yes, definitely. And thanks for letting me call in. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Tom Raffio. Thank you, Tom. President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental checking in. He has some board meetings to attend in the Upper Valley where he is right now. But thanks to Tom for checking in today as part of the Friday Fun Bunch here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com on this Friday, the 24th of March. And he alluded to it. He alluded to it.
To
Peyton Manning's birthday.
Oh, gosh.
So do you not have any idea how old Peyton Manning is? Think about it. We have to take a break.
All right, let me think.
We'll take a break. Folks, you can think about it, too. You can play along as you're or driving or making breakfast or out for a walk, whatever it is you're doing right now, listening to WKXL here on this Friday morning, getting ready for the weekend. We will take a break. Kale & Company Live is presented by Northeast Delta Dental.
Northeast Delta Dental has individual and family plans designed to fit your lifestyle. Learn more and find your plan at deltadentalcoversme.com or, as Tom likes to say, healthcare.gov.
There you go. You did it very, very well.
I didn't do the me.
No, not yet. Not yet. Maybe that's coming. Who knows? We'll take a break. Kale and Company Live continues right here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. We are back. It is Kale and Company Live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, the talk of the nation around the clock, right here from Concord, New Hampshire. So, Tom mentioned today is the birthday of, I know, one of your favorite quarterbacks of all time. I think you enjoy
Tom
this
Brady's
man more in retirement than you did when he was actually playing football.
Yes.
Because we occasionally watch the Monday night Manning cast with Peyton and Eli Manning on ESPN. It's kind of the alternative broadcast to the Monday night football game on ESPN. They're on ESPN2.
Right. And they're analyzing, but in a fun way.
It is,
right?
And they have great guests on.
They do.
It is. I prefer watching that to the actual game telecast.
And I prefer listening to Peyton Manning on that than when he was playing. So I am enjoying Peyton Manning.
Omaha!
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So Peyton Manning, celebrating today as only Peyton can.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm thinking Tom Brady. I know he's 45.
Correct.
Or around 45-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to decide if Peyton is older or younger than Tom.
All right.
So I think he's older. So I'm going to say he's 47.
Bingo!
No, stop!
Oh, Tom is listening in the Upper Valley.
Pat, you need to be. I hope we're recording this because I need to.
We're recording this. I love it.
There you go.
It's being recorded and transcribed.
Okay.
As we speak.
Recorded and transcribed.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You can even hear it yourself at 7 o'clock tonight if you want to tune in.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, Tom, I hope.
Tom would be proud.
This one time.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Tom will be tuned in.
I have to tell you, I was debating on 47 or 48.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking he was older.
Right one.
Because I'm usually going 88 or something, 8, but 47. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
47 years of age for Tom Brady.
Not Tom Brady.
For Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Tom will be celebrating in July, I believe.
Yeah, he'll be 46.
I think his birthday is in July.
Yeah, but he'll be 46, right? Because he wanted to play till he was 45.
Correct.
And he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And he'll play again.
No, he's not. I do not believe Tom Brady's coming back. I know not as a player. No. No. I think there's just so much has happened this past few months between his divorce and I don't know. I don't know if he was embarrassed or not, but he's involved in so many things.
Yes,
with his TB12 line, with his clothing line. He's doing something with some race car,
And I'm sure he'll make another movie or two along the way.
Well, hey, if you look like Tom Brady, I would too. But,
there you go.
No, he's not coming back.
He'll be in the next Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie.
You know what? That may happen.
Yeah.
That's a very, we ought to plant that seed.
Yeah.
Because Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are in Boston area right now filming.
Right, at a famous Italian bakery in the North End.
Yeah, but they're for
that I've never been to, by the way. Been to Mike's Pastry, but never been to this Italian bakery in the North End.
But they are actually, and I know we're going to talk movies, but one of the movies coming out soon is Air, about Air Jordan, about Michael Jordan. And that's Ben. Oh, actually, Ben Affleck is the director, and he's in it.
He's in it, yes.
Yeah, and he's in it, and so is Matt Damon. But there's another movie, and I can't think of it, what they're filming right now.
Yes.
I think this week, next week, in Boston,
wouldn't
in the
that
North
be something?
End.
I will bet that they will reach out to Tom Brady, or he may reach out to them. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be something,
awesome.
Huh?
And you know what else would be awesome? Is if they could have Slip... oh, gosh, I can't think of his name now. Adam Sandler.
Oh, there you go.
Adam Sandler in there or something like that. Wouldn't that be cool? Kind of like a New England thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
Brady's birthday, by the way, is August 3rd, and he will be, in fact, 46.
An August person.
August 3rd. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's at the beginning of the month, and I know you're at the end of the month.
Yeah, my son Nathan
he's August 3rd.
And my son Nathan is the 10th.
There you go. So there you go. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
Okay.
Right there.
Right,
we'll be 47, 3rd. About 46, 46.
Right.
On August the 3rd. So there you go. Now, I know this is not a movie review. We have one of those coming up. I did want to make mention of the fact that recently we saw Little Women.
Yes.
The Broadway musical at Manchester's Palace Theater. And they do such a terrific job. They really and truly do. And they've been doing a terrific job with their, Broadway shows for years and years. And I tell you what, they just have such a great team on stage and, producing,
yeah.
directing, doing the music. Carl Rajat has been directing the shows there for years, since my daughter, who's in her early 30s now, when she was performing as a kid, he was producing, not only the big Broadway shows, but the children's theater as well, and the youth theater, Palace
right.
Youth Theater.
Yeah, and he has people like, I can't remember her name, but I do know like the, with the costume designs and the wigs.
Yeah.
She lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And she comes back.
Right.
For these
for the shows
for the
all
shows,
the shows yeah.
she really does
yeah.
and I think that's pretty awesome, but it says a lot about Peter Ramsey and the whole Palace
exactly,
Theater
yeah.
crew
and I know Kat knows the musical director of the last show, Joel
mm-hmm.
Mercier,
yes,
who did a wonderful job as he always does, and I tell you, that was such a terrific cast. It really was.
It was like an all-star cast.
It really, really was. And it was such a terrific show. I didn't know how it would be going in. I knew none of the music. I have to admit, folks, I never read the book.
No way.
Little Women. I know.
Did you skip that?
Maybe I read the classic comic.
No. Like,
the classic
comic.
Tell me
that's not true.
So I did a lot of my book reports back in the day.
Did you?
But, yeah.
It wasn't a requirement in school. Your
it might
school
have been. It might have
reading?
Been. I don't know.
No, I love
it
that
might
book.
Have been.
Oh gosh, the book and then the different productions that's been in on
oh,
TV
yeah.
and theater.
Yeah,
Winona Ryder was in one of them.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, movie has been made a number of times. Little
yeah.
Women, and
yes.
It's been on Broadway. You know, performed all over the world. But I don't know if they could have done it any better anywhere than they did at the Palace Theater.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It really was. And,
yeah.
and I, it's funny because having been and read it and seen, I'm thinking, okay, I know how it's going to end, everything about it. Oh, my gosh. It was like, I cried in it. I mean, I already knew what was going to
yeah.
happen. I
yeah.
was crying. Everything in this
yeah.
was spectacular. It really was.
In fact, he may not want us to mention this, but Peter Ramsey, the
oh.
aforementioned Peter Ramsey,
what?
Said that no matter how many times he sees it, he winds up crying at the end of it.
Yeah. I'm sure he's okay with that. No, it shows he has great emotion about things, and I love that.
Yeah.
When a man admits that he cries, that is awesome. I think
yeah.
that's very
You know,
nice.
I didn't cry at the end of it. I do cry. There are two, I can guarantee you, tears when I see two movies, I think, maybe the only two, but A League of Their Own, believe it or not, which
really?
Is one of my favorite
when
movies.
When did you cry in that?
At the
end.
At the end, when they came back for the reunion in Cooperstown and the women of the
oh, yes.
Professional Baseball League were given an area in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame. They came back and some had passed away. And that was, to me, emotional. And then the other one is The Way We Were.
Oh, yes, yes. I can see that.
With Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand.
Mm,
yeah.
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 Yeah, that's
I think
sure.
those are the only two. I don't
really?
Know. I can't think of any others offhand.
Yes.
But there are some scenes in some movies I know I've kind of teared up. But,
yeah. And, yeah. And in a lot of for tearing up for me, I tear up when I'm really thankful for things, and things move me. And like when people are so kind, it doesn't have to mean that, like if someone has died, obviously that's, you know, grieving, and that makes me cry. But when someone touches my heart, I always cry. Yeah. So in certain movies, yes, I love that. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't cry at League of Their Own, though. I thought it was a great ending.
Yeah,
I didn't cry at those. Great I can cry at from some cartoons and animated movies too. I remember the first one. My oldest son Chad, we went to see Fox and the Hound many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And Chad and I both. Chad was maybe 5 or 6, and we both were crying, and we looked over at each other. Like, that was the very first movie I remember crying.
Fox and the Hound.
And that was an animated movie.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Gail and Company live here on this Friday. Hope everyone has a great weekend coming up. We are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. And don't forget, as Tom mentioned, the St. Paddy's Day parade coming up on Sunday in Manchester. You know why they do it a week after?
Why?
Well, they have the big St. Paddy's Day parade in Boston, close to the St. I think they actually had it on the 19th this year in Boston.
Okay.
But they're having it in Manchester this Sunday so that they can get some of the bands that performed in the Boston St. Patrick's Day parade that would not be available. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you can do this and then go eat chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't know if there's going to be corned beef and cabbage anywhere.
No, that's all right. I'm going to be okay with just chocolate.
Northeast Delta Dental has individual and family plans designed to fit your lifestyle. Learn more and find your plan at DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. We'll take a quick break. Kitty Ray is in the house. It is Kale and Company live on WKXL and NHTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back. Kale and Company live right here on WKXL. NHTalkRadio.com, Friday Fun Bunch. Kitty Ray is in the house. Tom Rapio has already checked in. He's involved in some meetings, high-level meetings, with his job as president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, our main sponsor on this program, Kale and Company Live. And I know, Kitty Ray, you are not, I wouldn't say you are the world's biggest baseball fan.
No.
I know you enjoy hockey and football and basketball, probably even more than baseball. But you did watch, I know you watched, from start to finish, the championship game earlier this week of the World Baseball Classic between the United States, the defending champs, and Japan.
I know. Can I tell you, I really thought, was it Mexico? The game prior,
yes,
was it Mexico versus Japan, right?
Yes, yeah.
I really thought Mexico was going to win that. And then it was like, wow.
Yeah, Alex Verdugo was on the Mexican team. Yeah.
Yes, I loved watching Doogie there doing that, doing his thing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I thought, and people are saying, some people are saying, experts, I mean, you know, the media people around the country and around the world, are saying that championship game between the U.S. and Japan has to go down as one of the top sporting events of all time. Really.
Now, why of all time? I mean,
well,
why would that be?
I mean,
because of who was in it?
At least in recent memory. And the fact, the way it ended, I mean, everybody going into that game wanted to see Shohei Ohtani of the California Angels, or they call them the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim now. I'm sorry. They have people yelling at their right. They're not the California Angels.
I just say
anymore.
Angels.
They're the Angels.
Yeah,
yes,
just
make
say
it
angels,
easy.
So
okay.
Be...
But Shohei Ohtani, who is, I think, unquestionably the best player in the game. I don't think there's anybody even close to him. And his teammate is
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, who has won a number of MVPs in the American League, has only played in 3 postseason games in his entire career, but he's been the MVP 2 or 3 times in the American League. Everybody wanted to see a confrontation between Shohei Ohtani on the mound. And by the way, for those who don't know, he is also, he's a starting pitcher for the Angels, pitches every fifth day, once in a while plays the outfield. Most of the time he's a DH. And when he pitches, he hits.
Yes.
There's no DH in the Angels lineup when Shohei Ohtani pitches.
And he can hit.
Yeah, oh, he can hit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the top hitters in baseball. And one of the top pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, everybody wanted to see a showdown between Ohtani on the mound and Mike Trout at the plate.
And
so when does it happen?
Yes,
it happens in the ninth inning of this ball game, top of the ninth with Japan on top, 3-2. After two were out, Mike Trout steps to the mound with two outs. He is the tying run at the plate. If he hits a home run, the game is tied. The count went to 3-2.
Wow. Full count.
Full count. And Shohei Ohtani blew him away, I think, with a 101-mile-an-hour fastball. And that was the confrontation between Ohtani and Mike Trout. So Ohtani got the better of his teammate, Mike Trout.
Yeah.
But everybody, because most people, I'm talking about the people who cover the game each and every day, think that those are the top two players in baseball. And they play for a team that hasn't gone to the postseason in years. But they are the top two players in baseball. And I have a feeling, my feeling is this could be the last year that they're teammates. And I say that because I don't think Mike Trout's going anywhere. He has a long-term deal with the Angels that pays him upwards of $30 million a year.
Wow.
But Ohtani is going to be a free agent after this year.
So one more season.
One more season with the Angels, unless they pull the trigger and trade him before the trading deadline. I don't know if they want to take, or unless the only other thing would be if they signed him to a long-term deal.
Right,
I mean, they're the only team right now that has the opportunity to do that because, you know, they're his employer. And so they could sign him to a long-term deal and put an end to all the speculation that's going on. But if they don't feel they can do it from a payroll perspective, they better get something for him.
Right.
They better get something for him. You can't let him walk and maybe get a couple of draft choices. You better get somebody pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that bargaining chip there.
For Ohtani. So we shall see how that plays out. But I think, really, this is going to be the last year that Trout and Ohtani will be together. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, they are two great players. You know, you can argue. I don't think there's any argument that Ohtani is the most valuable player in baseball in all of the game, because you're like getting two players in one. You're getting a pitcher, you're getting an outfielder, you're getting a DH, and he could do it all. He could probably play shortstop if they wanted him to. It won't happen, but he probably could. Trout, you know, he's generally, most people say he's the second best player in the game. I'm not so sure. I think I would personally, if I was running a team, I would rather have Mookie Betts on my team than Mike Trout. But that's me.
I think Schwarzer did a better job during
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, I think he did.
Well, he did a great job.
I thought he did a better job than Trout during that game.
He had a few home runs. Well, of course, you know, Trey Turner was really.
Oh my gosh!
Trey Turner was the MVP of the U.S. team.
Yes, he really was. No doubt about that.
Shortstop now for the Phillies. He's been around in his career. He started with the Nats, Washington Nationals, and then he played for the Dodgers. And now he's playing for the Philadelphia Phillies. Has not played a regular season game for the Phillies yet. He was acquired and signed to a huge contract in the offseason. But nonetheless, I don't think Ohtani, because the Angels need, I mean, Ohtani is a great player, double threat, triple threat, really. Because not only is he a great pitcher, a tremendous hitter, he can run. He can steal bases.
Fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would be a shame. But I would like to see him in a market where he would be on more in prime time, not like at 10:30 at night all the time, but, you know, like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, pitching in prime time for a team either in the Midwest or the East Coast, preferably the Boston Red Sox, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Now Yoshida,
yes,
who had a great World Baseball Classic for Japan, has rejoined the Red Sox now in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And can you believe that opening day of the Major League Baseball season is now less than a week away?
I know.
It's going to be next Thursday. All the teams will be in action. Red Sox will be at home on March 30th, and I do believe it's the earliest the Red Sox have ever opened up at Fenway Park. And in my mind, and in the minds of many, it is too early
to
open at Fenway Park.
It might be cold.
Now, I know they have to start early and get all the games in and what have you, but there are so many teams either in warmer weather cities than Boston or New York or Philadelphia or Detroit or, you know, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore. There are many other teams that are in warmer climes or have dome stadiums.
Right.
One or the other.
Right.
I mean, Minnesota, well, that's probably as cold as you get in Major League Baseball, but they have a dome stadium.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what? Now that I think of it, no, they don't. They do not. Because I was thinking of the old Metrodome that they played in, but no, they're back outdoors, so Minnesota doesn't have
Let's add them to the list.
A dome stadium anymore. They went from a dome to an outdoor stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But there are any number of teams on the West Coast, in Florida, or in domes that could be on the schedule earlier in the year. Let's just even a week. Because I know you can't delay the home opener that much. But 1 week later could make a big difference.
Oh, big time. I was at a Washington Nats opening game, six, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Winter gloves on. It was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah.
And that, we're talking in Washington. And the cherry blossoms had been out.
Listen, I've been in Fenway Park in May, and it's been chilly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. There's nothing you can do about that. Because
maybe we're just old.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a way they could configure the schedule so that the East Coast teams that don't have domes and the Midwest teams could maybe, you could back that up a week.
Yeah.
That's all.
True.
That's all.
True.
But who knows? Maybe even a week wouldn't make that much difference. All right, we'll take a break. It is Kale and Company Live. We discuss all the topics of major interest here every single day on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, and we are presented by Northeast Delta Dental, and we will be right back. Kale and Company Live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. It's the Friday Fun Bunch. Always reason to celebrate on Friday as we head toward the weekend, and delight to have you along with us today. Red Sox opening up the season less than a week now, and yesterday in Grapefruit League play, the Red Sox beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 7-4. So there you go. Now, we're talking about the great show, the great job that the Palace Theater did with Little Women. But Kitty Ray, our resident flick chick, is here to talk about a movie she saw before many of the movie-going public did. And how did that come to be, Kitty Ray?
Well, I have at a recent, well, I'm going to say where it is. I have a membership to Regal, and there is a Regal Theater here in the Concord area, as well as Manchester and other areas. Yes.
Yeah.
But they have a Mystery Movie Monday.
Mystery Movie Monday, yes.
Yeah. And for $5, you can go in and see a feature movie, but you don't know what it is yet.
You don't know what it is until it comes on the screen.
Mm-hmm. And usually it will be a couple weeks, two, 3 weeks And I thought that was exciting. I a friend of mine was telling me about it, and so I thought, you know, I'm going to try that for $5. Who could go wrong?
$5.
And wow. If you're a member of the Regal and you're on the app, you can get discounts for popcorn and things like that. And you know, I do popcorn. But so I went to see Paint. The movie was Paint.
Paint.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Is in it. It's a comedy. It was a perfect length. It was like an hour and a half, a little over that. PG-13. But what was really funny about this is any movie you go to, and I don't know if you're going to a animated or a Marvel or a maybe the genre of mystery or horror, the previews are always based on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So they're always based on that. So sure. When we're in the theater, we're seeing the previews, and there's a lot of these independent movie previews, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this movie? I was kind of excited, and I'm going to tell you, there were like 12 people in this theater, and sometimes I've been...
12?
12. I'm not kidding.
And wow.
It was...
That's a lot.
It is, because sometimes I'm the only one, or there's two or three of us in it, but... I'm like, okay, what is this? Because I was really hoping it was going to be the movie Air.
Yep, based on Air Jordan, Michael Nike, Jordan. And Phil Knight,
yes.
And all that. Yep.
Yeah, yep. And we talked earlier about Ben Affleck and
Matt
and
Damon.
Matt yep. Damon. But this is based, when you see the movie, and based on this fictional character, not Bob Ross, who, if you see any previews for this movie, you see the afro, you see him painting, that he has a soft-spoken voice. It's not Bob Ross.
So do you think it was based on him?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And yeah. I did Google it, like, is it based on him? And they said, no, it's not. It is. You look at it, and PBS, it's a PVA. So it's Carl Nargle.
Carl Nargle, yes.
Nargle.
Carl Nargle, yes. Yes.
And he is Vermont's number one public TV painter. And it is, you know, and he has a really, like I said, a real soft-spoken voice. And his audiences are women who love that soft-spoken voice, as well as they have, like, senior citizens and, you know, like, retirement yeah. homes.
Right.
But
right.
But then things start changing for him, and a younger, I don't, maybe better artist and female artist mm-hmm. comes and kind of threatens him. And all his fans are like, wait a minute, it's a different style. So this is a comedy, and it is cute. I wasn't disappointed, other than I thought, I was like, please let it be Air. But it was a decent movie. It really was a decent movie.
Yeah, I thought so. I enjoyed it. And I didn't cry at the end, but it was a decent movie. Yeah.
But some awesome scenes. I mean, it is... I mean, again, Vermont, there's Vermont scenes, and he refers to a lot of areas in Vermont.
Right.
Especially, without saying a lot, Mount Mansfield.
Mount Mansfield.
Yes.
Yes. That was what he did in most of his paintings, at least, you know, in the latter stages of his career anyway.
Yes, yes. Yeah. He was like, for some reason, he was like just enchanted or mesmerized or... didn't know what else to paint, maybe. I'm not sure, but yeah, it was a pretty decent movie. And again, Owen Wilson, I thought he did a pretty awesome role in it. And again, right now, we don't have, like, can you compare it to Rotten Tomatoes or to what other fans or
right,
other audiences?
Right, because at the moment, no.
It doesn't
no.
come out until April 6th,
yeah.
actually.
So there you go. Mount Madison, I'm just looking here.
Yes.
I just Googled it. It's... 5,367-foot mountain in the Presidential Range of New Hampshire.
Ooh,
yes.
Mount
Madison is in New Hampshire.
No, it's not Madison. Mansfield.
Oh, Mansfield. Oh, I was thinking Madison.
Yes,
okay.
Mansfield.
Oh, that. Forget what I said.
Forget about
Wrong
it.
Wrong mountain.
Yes. But in this movie, too, Stephen Root, who plays like his producer for the PBS station. He's from on HBO Barry, and I loved him in this movie as well. And Wendy McClellan Covey She is the mom in the Goldberg. She's in this movie, too. And I loved her playing this character because I like her in the Goldbergs as the mom. So it was kind of cool to see them in this movie. So it was a pretty decent movie. And I think the next Mystery Monday movie is in 2 weeks. So all right. I plan to be there if I'm not out walking my 100 miles.
Well, you can walk to the theater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
So Mount Mansfield is the highest mountain in Vermont, with a summit that peaks at 4,395 feet above sea level.
Yes, and he was, and that was, I think, obviously, he supposedly was from Vermont. You know, and we stayed, which we normally do, till the very end, because I like to see the music, who sings, who's in it, and behind-the-scenes things.
Yes.
And it was filmed... Here, this is his movie showing the scenic views, vistas of Vermont, beautiful state of Vermont, my homeland, my birthplace. And it was shot in Saratoga.
Saratoga Springs, New York.
Yes.
Like, why do you have to go to Saratoga to do a movie about Vermont?
Yeah, what's up with Burlington? I mean,
really? I mean, Burlington's a beautiful city.
It is. I love that place.
Yeah. But it was actually filmed in upstate New York, in Saratoga, which is not a bad place. I enjoy Saratoga, the times I've been there. But at any rate, paint when it comes out. Yep. Owen Wilson.
Correct.
As Carl Nargle.
Yes. You know, and there's another Owen Wilson movie, I think. Isn't it Champions? Is it Champions? I think that
Woody Harrelson's.
Oh, yeah, that's
Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson.
Sorry, never mind.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson. Okay. Have any spare change hanging around any place?
Yeah, I do.
Major League Baseball franchise values are on the rise, according to Forbes magazine. Despite turmoil caused by the recent bankruptcy filing of Diamond Sports, which controls the broadcast rights for many major league teams, and there's a little turmoil there, as we mentioned, and the continued disintegration of the regional sports network model that could shake up baseball broadcasting for this season and beyond. The Yankees topped the list published yesterday by Forbes magazine as baseball's most valuable team at, how much do you think they're worth?
Oh, boy.
If you had to make a bid on the Yankees, how much would you have to have at least?
Billions here. Billions.
Billions.
Okay.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Over 30 billion.
No, not quite that many.
Okay.
But 7.1 billion.
Okay, wait a minute.
There you go.
Change.
You're counting your change there?
Okay.
That was an increase, an 18% increase. Oh, okay.
Oh.
At the start. 18% increase from 2022. Following the Yankees are the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
At 4.8 billion. That's up 18%.
Wow.
The Boston Red Sox at $4.5 billion, up 15%. The Chicago Cubs, $4.1 billion, up 8%. And rounding it out, the San Francisco Giants at $3.7 billion. That is up 6%.
6%. Wow.
So Major League Baseball franchises, the value is on the rise.
Did Barry Bonds play for the Giants?
Who he did.
It was.
He did.
Wow,
he started
I remembered
his career
that.
In
wow.
Pittsburgh and then went on to San Francisco. So there you go. But we were talking earlier in the show about the World Baseball Classic, and I think it was a great event. Unfortunately, there were a few players that were injured, or a couple that come immediately to mind. Diaz, the great relief pitcher for the Mets.
Hurt
his knee celebrating a victory. And then Jose Altuve.
Oh, my gosh.
The all-star second baseman for the Houston Astros had his thumb broken as a result of a wild Daniel Bard pitch.
I was watching that game.
Yep. Altuve playing for Venezuela and Bard representing.
And he's out.
The United. He's out for a couple of months. Out for a couple of months is Jose Altuve.
Can't believe that.
And Diaz, who was of the Mets, who was the best relief pitcher in baseball last year, is out for the season.
Out for the season?
Out for the season.
And what about Wainwright?
Wainwright was, but he pitched for Team USA, but he was hurt in a weight room accident after he returned
to
Cardinals spring training. So it wasn't had nothing to do with the WBC.
He pulled a muscle.
But I don't know. I think
that's why I don't work out.
I think if they play it every 3 years, they should have it as part of an extended All-Star break. Dump the All-Star game that particular year. Players don't want to play in it anyway. They'd much rather play for their countries than they would for the National League or American League All-Stars.
And they still could have those fun competitions.
They could do all of it. Yeah. They could do it all. I think Major League Baseball has to explore that. And other things, too. But we have to mosey on out of here.
Is it that time?
It's that time. Kat is doing all the gyrations in the other room saying, you got to wrap it up.
I think that's it.
Get out the cane and take them off the stage.
Oh, gosh.
Because we have to wrap it up for another week, another great week. Thanks so much to all of you for listening. Thanks to Tom for calling in today. Kale & Company Live, presented by Northeast Delta Dental. If you missed any part of the show or just want to hear it again for some reason, it'll be played after the 7 o'clock news tonight here on WKXL, nhtalkradio.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.